Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Kyle Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. Alrighty, I am here with Art West from No Code Devs. I'm excited to be chatting with him. He is the master at automation, you know, getting things done, efficiency. So I'm really excited to actually pick his brain on how we can learn from him. So with that said, Art, welcome, and I'm keen to be chatting with you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kyle, for having me on your channel. Happy to be here and talk automation and EditorX.
Awesome. Yeah. So with that said, maybe you can just give us a quick introduction about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, sure. So as you said, my name is Art. I run No Code Devs, which is a community and directory of no code tools. We are focused mostly on workshops and education and just educating people about the different things that they can do without a technical degree to automate their work and level up their business. So everything no code, really, we cover everything under the no code umbrella.
Okay. So in terms of no code and automation, right? I mean, what an amazing sort of industry to be in to share, you know, recommended tools and all that. So obviously you've tried out a lot of stuff, things that are good, things that are bad. In terms of a freelance and agency owner, I mean, we're dealing with a lot of stuff, right? We're running a business, and you know how it is to run a business. You've got like finances, contracts, invoices, managing clients, onboarding them, proposals, you know, tasks, emails, you know, all of that type of stuff, right? Where do we start here? Like, do you have any suggestions or advice on how we can actually, you know, try and consolidate it, speed up our workflow, save time, save money? Anything you can share in that?
Yeah, all the fun part of running a business, right? Managing clients and doing invoices and all those types of workflows can really eat up a lot of your time if you don't manage it and run it effectively. And what can happen there is you can, you know, start to resent your business, and that's never a good thing, right? So we want to, you know, as a freelancer or agency owner, we want to streamline as much of this as we can so that we can focus on servicing our clients and the creative work that, you know, we like to do. So for me, I actually use EditorX to handle a lot of this because EditorX is really powerful in that it can handle all of the billing and the finances, but also you can tie it into your email marketing, your drip campaigns, things like that, so that you can manage your clients depending on sort of how they segment into your list. So you could have, you know, like an automation per se for maybe prospective clients that, you know, touches base with them, you know, after so many days on an email drip campaign, and, you know, encourages them to, you know, check out your work, maybe book a project, that kind of thing. And you could even tie in a booking calendar all through EditorX. So it's a really a consolidation of tools, which I really like. And then you could have, you know, a whole separate sort of campaign that's automated and managed through the EditorX platform and CRM that could, you know, segment a customer once they become an active customer, and then they could get a whole nother sequence of information, you know, from that touch point of becoming an active customer. So that's just like one little thing that you can do, but it really all ties in together when you use the CRM and finance tools within EditorX, at least for us.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's something that's pretty awesome. I'm not even doing, you know, most of those advanced things that you just mentioned. So I'm going to start looking into that myself. In terms of other things like Zapier is like a common one. Do you suggest something like that? And if yes, what type of tasks do you actually recommend to automate using, you know, platforms or tools with Zapier that can integrate with other platforms?
Yeah, so Zapier is one of my favorite tools. I've used it for quite a long time, and really vast use cases with the Zapier. There's a lot that you can go into here, but I think for me, what it boils down to is I use Zapier a lot to, you know, integrate into my Slack to send me reminders. So an example of this would be if we have a new client fill out a form on the website. Sure, you get an email, but emails can get lost, even if you, you know, categorize them and filter them. So one of the things that I would do in a case like this is maybe just, you know, link the form on EditorX to through Zapier to my Slack so that if I have a high priority client or a high value client, maybe go through the form, and I instantly get like a Slack message as just an additional reminder that that client filled out the form. So I use it a lot for little things like that, just to help with memory and, you know, not losing track of things. But of course, you know, with connectivity to 3,000 apps, there's just so many things that that you can do, and you can really, you know, double down on Zapier when you get into, you know, filtering and different routes. So, you know, you can build logic into your Zaps to move things into different buckets depending on if they fit a certain criteria. So that's another little a hack that I think that people can use within Zapier to really automate their busy work.
Yeah, that's an awesome tip. Thanks, man. I think I'm going to definitely do that after this call. So final question, wrapping up, is what are your five top like no-code automation tools to streamline your business with, you don't even have to give reasoning behind it, just your top five, you know, no-code automation tools?
Oh, wow. So it's definitely Zapier. It is one of my favorites. I also use Make, formerly known as Integromat. It has a lot of the same functionality as Zapier, but there's some things that you can do in there that that are different, especially with moving data. So I really like Make and Integromat. Of course, Editor X, you can do a lot of automation within Editor X. So you don't even have to use Zapier, which is really nice because, you know, using Zapier can, you know, use a lot of resources and it can cost money. So anytime you can like do these automations within the tool itself, I would highly recommend it. I would say like Slack bots are really big too. Not even like a Zapier Slack bot, but you can, you know, integrate applications within Zapier so that you can automate things within Slack. So if you're using Slack, I think that that's another one that that I would pick. How many do I have here? Four. You know, I'm really really not sure, but I think the last one would probably be like, if this even counts, but Calendly. You can do a lot of automation even within Calendly and routing. It just saves a ton of time on scheduling. You can build forms within Calendly and connect it to other apps. So I think Calendly is a really big automation tool that like a lot of people don't consider an automation tool, but if you're like booking clients, you know, Calendly is a great one. Of course, you can also build a Calendly type app within Editor X. So if you're using Editor X, it's just another SaaS subscription that you can get rid of. We use both, but you can do it within Editor X.
Beautiful. Art, I put you on the spot, and I know we're limited with time, so I really appreciate you making the time for this interview. And you shared some amazing nuggets, and it was 80-20 style, which I like. And and hopefully we can have like a follow-up, you know, chat and share some more ideas and pick your brain even further. So I really appreciate, you know, the conversation and your nuggets that you shared here. Thanks, man.
Yeah, this is great. Thanks for having me. I could talk about this stuff all day with you, I think. So happy to jump on another call and do this again sometime.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Just wrapping up briefly, your community. Do you want to plug your community and just share your community about you know, what you guys do there, just for the audience?
Yeah, sure. So we can be found online at nocodedevs.com. On Twitter, we're very active at nocodedevs. We also have a community that's purely focused on Editor X, which is Maven X. So that's mavenx.io. You can find us anywhere there.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Art, this is beautiful. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kyle.
Cool, man.